Equanimity is the last in the list of the Brahma Viharas and the Paramis too. So it's an important quality. It's an important quality of heart and mind. I often think that equanimity is part, folks can feel free to have a lying down if they wish. But I often think that equanimity is part mindfulness and part metta. That equanimity, this state of being balanced in the midst of things, needs mindfulness to help us turn towards whatever's happening. And then metta, or kindness, to stand beside it. So it's like we're befriending this moment, turning towards and standing beside. And that is both for pleasant states, gladdening states, and difficult states, and neutral states, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant, because we know that our systems have sometimes need a little balance to stand beside the pleasant states. We've talked a little bit about this week, how the mind and the heart can slide off the pleasant states because we're not comfortable sometimes with feeling this happiness or the joy or the calmness. And so equanimity can help us be balanced in the midst of everything. And equanimity also can help us understand when a difficult state is, when it's time to turn away from a difficult state. So our practice is often, we often speak about turning towards a difficult state. Sometimes it's very important for us to know when it's not, doesn't feel right, we need a break. The system needs to be nourished by some balance with the gladdening states. And so that's very wise, to know when to turn intentionally from the difficult state. When we're feeling overwhelmed, when we're feeling we can't quite get, feel balanced, this is important information. And this is how the system actually integrates difficult states sometimes, is by moving between standing beside the difficult state and then standing beside a pleasant state. And this nourishes the mind and the heart in order then the next time the difficult state rises, then we're nourished and we can stand beside it with more balance. And this movement with equanimity in towards difficult and in towards pleasant is a very intentional movement with mindfulness and metta, mindfulness and care, very different from our usual, default mode of denying the difficult state or getting busy and distracting from the difficult state. This intentional move towards pleasant is very different than that not looking. This is a clear seeing. And so equanimity can help us with all of those ways of responding to our experience. And so I'm going to lead equanimity sit now. And we'll begin with metta, or kindness, and then move into more of an equanimity meditation. So finding a posture that feels supportive, embodying in your body as best you can the qualities of wakefulness and mindfulness and also kindness, softness, so that the body softness and ease and wakefulness can support the mind. Letting yourself relax into the body. If there are places of tightness in the body, inviting a gentle softening. Appreciation for your practice today, appreciation for yourself, sensing the quiet around you. And in this quietness, sensing the friends on the path in the room with you. Appreciating the support of their silence and practice and sincerity. Just as much as you're able, offering to each. All of those around you, your heartfelt wishes for their well-being. Each of the tender hearts that are with you, with us. May you be safe and protected. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease and with kindness. Us holding our whole group in our heart. May we be safe and protected. May we be peaceful. May we live with ease and with kindness. And in this quiet, being aware of receiving the good wishes from those around you. Being aware that you too are being offered this warmth and friendliness. May we be safe and protected. May we be peaceful. May we live with ease and with kindness. Just offering in your own way a felt sense of holding the group or sending your wishes and receiving wishes. And being mindful of your own body in this moment. Turning your attention toward the life of your body, your heart, your mind. However it is in this moment. Letting your awareness include the areas of pain, or tightness in your body. Areas of comfort and ease. Letting your awareness include whatever the mind is doing. Might be busy, it might be calm. Letting awareness include whatever emotions or moods are present for you in this moment. And just as much as you are able, offering to yourself a warmth, a friendliness, a care. May I be safe and protected. May I be peaceful in the midst of this. May I live with ease and kindness in the midst of this. Making your home in the intention of care, warmth and friendliness. Offering these phrases or just one word to yourself. May I be safe and protected. May I be peaceful in the midst of this. May I live with ease and with kindness in the midst of this. Cultivating that felt sense of your own body. The body, mind, and heart experience of this moment. What is well, what is challenging, the places of comfort, of ease, of constriction, the thoughts, the emotions, and making this inner offering, this generosity. May I be peaceful in the midst of this. May I live with ease and with kindness in the midst of this. And listening with an inner receptivity to any response that rises in response to these wishes, to these in seeds of kindness and care and equanimity. May I be peaceful in the midst of this. May I live with ease and with kindness in the midst of this. The mind may wander from the phrases, and that's not a problem. When it comes back, just returning to offering yourself these phrases or just one word, dropping in ease on the exhale. Ease in the midst of this. Expanding your awareness once more to those around you. Extending once more that sense of appreciation and friendliness, care and warmth. May we all be safe and protected. May we be peaceful. May we live with ease and with kindness in the midst of everything. May we be safe in awareness and kindness. May we be held in balance and peace in the midst of things. May all beings everywhere be safe and protected, safe in awareness and kindness. May all beings know peace. May all beings live with ease and with kindness. Dedicating the merit of our good practice today reflecting on the kindness and understanding wisdom that you've cultivated reflecting on any patience that you practice today. Any resolve or determination. Generosity. Truthfulness. Energy and effort. All of these qualities wrapped up in your own kind heart. Sensing this day as a day of purpose. A day of meaning, a meaningful day. Cultivating a heart of peace that we can send out and dedicate to the whole world. May all beings benefit from our practice today. All the beings in the center, all the beings on the land. The land itself, the trees and the creatures, the river and the air, all beings across the whole city and country and all around the planet. The planet itself, all the stars in the galaxy and infinitely around. May all beings everywhere benefit from our practice. May all beings everywhere be safe. Live with ease and with kindness. So please take the warm wishes of each person here with you as you continue your practice in whichever way feels kindest and most supportive to you. And when you tuck yourself into bed, tuck yourself in with all the wishes of everyone here. May you sleep well and rest well. We'll see you in the morning.